Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Bust it.
Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a
bust it.
Hey. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm feeling that, though. I ain't gonna do it. Tree, I was over here busting the mood, Tree.
No, you wasn't.
For real.
Come on.
Girl, hey, look, I did the old pop logging. You know, when you start in one hand, roll it through your arms from one shoulder to the other, and then it go out on the other side.
Yeah.
But I ain't had nobody beside me to catch the jump. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Look, here's what we're going to do, Tree. I need you. I'm going to go one, two, three, and I'm passing
and
it
And I got
you.
It.
I need you.
I got
you go.
It.
One, two, three.
There
wait,
you go.
Wait. It's yours, sis.
Yeah. I got
you
it.
You just bust the move, yo.
Okay.
What's up,
sis? Over here. What's happening, bro?
It is Thursday. You know, Tuesday, I love Tuesday show, you know, but it's like, okay, on your mark, get that. And then Wednesday, I'm like, dang, I wish we had a show today. And then Thursday, I'm just so amped and ready to go, and I'm so into it. And, you know, Treats, I absolutely love this time of the year. You understand me? The bugs haven't come out yet. Now, the rats are, but we ain't going to talk about that. But the bugs haven't come out yet, you know, in full force.
Right.
You know, swatted a fly or two, or found myself saying, "B, get the hell out of my way." You know, little things like that, but nothing real serious yet with the bugs. So I'm enjoying this, and then you know, when I turn on the weather in the morning and see, we have short sleeve days and we have shorts days. And today was a short day, but I didn't want to give him everything. You know, too much of the legs might drive him crazy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Lord.
I just decided to give him the, suns out, guns out, short sleeve look today. You know what I mean? With the tattoos. What? I was looking good, man. You know, I looked in the mirror, and I had to blow a kiss to myself. I was like, boy, oh, goodness, yay. Hey, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
It was one of those moments when after I got dressed. I'm looking good.
Okay.
I'm looking good.
Hey, look, all I got to say on that note, all I have to say about that is, listen, if you don't think you are the finest thing on smoking, I don't know what you want from everybody else.
Hey, you know what? Here's to thinking I'm the finest thing smoking.
We don't want to bump into the music, y'all. We don't want to bump into the music. That's just him feeling himself right now. I can't even make this up, y'all. That's my co-host, y'all.
You can win my
power. I can't with you right now, y'all.
Okay, back to the corner. Okay, professional life. I got that out of my system. I'm good to go. For now. I ain't promising y'all. I might hear a little bit more. Dekale, Luther, Babyface, what's that boy named? John Legend. Rendition. Here we go. Today on Tales Corner, we will discuss the conference game ones, y'all. That's Miami versus Boston, Golden State versus Dallas, okay? We're going to discuss tonight's Eastern Conference game two. You know, will Boston go down two, or will they figure out Miami's scheme? You know what I mean? Hey, look here. Well, I'm going to save it for when we talk about it. All right, NFL latest, with teams already having a mandatory minor mini camp, say that three times, signing some of their rookie draft picks. What has your team done to strengthen their roster? I told y'all, if you want your team talked about, What do they should do, Lady T? What should they be doing if they want their team talked about?
Their homework.
Exactly. Because I'm telling you, Teresa and I, we are what those little birds that say everything they probably want to crack and all.
Mockingbird.
No, not
Mockingbird.
We are Mockingbird. If you guys say it to us, we're going to put it out there, no matter what it is. Well, I ain't going to say no matter what it is, because some Bammers might come with something negative about my Washington football team or Treese's 49ers. So, yeah, we ain't going to go there with y'all. But if it's funny, it's going to get some play. If it is funny,
it will
get some play.
Yes.
So we just want to know, you know, what has your team done in your thoughts? In your belief, their roster. All these topics and so much, much, way more on today's episode of Tales Corner. You know what I mean? Hey, Tree.
What's happening,
Tree? I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm just so amped and excited today. What's going on with you, sis? How's everything with you?
Oh, everything good. Everything is really, really good. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm back walking. The weather's good. I'm good.
That's what's up. You off your birthday high? Well, this is like...
Not yet. Not yet. I'm still high off my birthday.
You know what?
All month.
And I can't even say nothing to you, y'all, because when July get here, I'm acting a fool. Yeah,
I know, that's right.
We at the end of July, we're going into preseason and football to be back, my birthday, you know what I mean? And I'm going to get everybody love and all that thoughts and attention from everybody.
Yeah,
can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's
going to
be
nice. Cannot. So, Lady T, without any further ado, we're going to take a quick break here at Kale's Corner, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We don't own the rights to this music, but I love it anyway. We'll be right back.
Push it.
You know what? I have the funniest story about when I was going through my phase and I was only interested in big women. But I can't tell it right now on the air, Tree. Just remind me when we're talking to tell you about that, my story with that lady, Tree. Okay. The Eastern Conference Game 1 saw the Miami Heat take it to the Boston Celtics 118-107. And, you know, it was crazy to me, Treats, because I thought for sure, I knew for sure the way Boston was playing in that first half, I just knew they were going to win. I said, okay, the Heat, you know, they were waiting. They were waiting on Boston, and their legs are not under them, and them guys are going to take a little time to get things back in order. But that second half, look at here. I don't know what that Bama Spoelstra put into them dudes. But whatever it was the absolute, because them guys came with it. They came with it that second half. I mean, they for real, looked like a completely different team in that second half. Go ahead, Trey.
When I was talking to Tang, and I said, babe, this game is weird. I said, because the first half, the Warriors was just like, you know how you watching the Boston match and like the first two rounds, they just really not doing a lot. They just trying to feel each other out. That's how it was. Right. That's how it seemed like to me. It's like they was just you know, just playing along. Just let me see what's going on. And then the second half, it was like you said, we figured it out. We see what y'all doing. We're gonna beat y'all at y'all own game. And they just took over. It was like a total two halves, totally two different halves. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was crazy, but it was fun to watch.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You say what?
But it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch.
That any time what you expect or what you think is going to happen during the game, anytime that doesn't happen, it's usually a fun game to watch. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. Brother Lou, man, hey, man, before you get started, Lou, I am so sorry, and I apologize for Tuesday. I got the run in my mouth, and we let it go, and I didn't see Lou normally calls early, but
yes.
Somehow your number went to the bottom, and I didn't get a chance to get to it. And then when I saw it and hit on it, you hung up. So I text Streets and was like, tell me to call right back. You know what I mean? And she said, you said Thursday. So my apologies. I'm sorry for keeping you on hold like that. You are one of our loyal and appreciated listeners. So.
And respected.
With that, and respected. And with that being said, how did you like that Eastern Conference game?
You mean against the Celtics? You know, I really thought the Celtics were going to have easy at the first round, but when you're missing two of your best stars, I think that's going to be a little bit hard to come by.
Miami would be able
to take advantage of it.
So you're counting Horford as one of the best stars with the Celtics?
Well, that's what's being considered. But of course, there were some other ones, injuries, and one of them might be out tomorrow, not because of injury, but because he's about to become a dad. So we got to give Neil a little bit of credit for that. Derek White.
Right.
So, look, here's the thing. You're not totally out yet. One loss to make a series. Now, let's all get that perfectly clear. You lost the game. Okay. It takes four to get knocked out. So you might be down, but you're not out. And you know the Celtics are great at home, right? Right. So even if they lose tonight's game, this series is far from over because I know how the Celtics can play at home. They come off the floor with anybody at TD Gardens or from like the Boston Garden.
Right.
You know, this is not going to be a sweep by any means at all, even though Miami is the top seed.
Yeah,
I forget it. I mean, look what happened to the Suns. You know, top seed, and they cut seventh game at home, and they just collapsed and died. I mean, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so
that
was Boston's because too tough at home. So Boston's too tough at home. If they don't win tonight, they're gonna win. They're gonna win Saturday, no matter what anybody thinks, because they're always great at home, especially in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
But hey, like you just said, Lou, a win is not guaranteed. You got to earn that thing, and Miami.
Yes.
The way Miami looked that second half, they are definitely not giving anything. And those boys are locked in, right, Tip? Right. Come on, let's take another call. What's up, big brother Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening? How's everyone doing?
All right.
You hear me?
We good. What's up, bro? Hey, you sound down, bro. You sound down. You all right?
I'm up in Home Depot with this earpiece in my ear.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. Depot, thank you for calling in.
Hey, grab me a box of drywall screws.
Okay. You already know I got them already.
A whole bucket. That's what's up. So, Miami and Boston, man.
What say you?
Everybody hit it on the head. You know their comments, and I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with what everybody say. Excuse me. Hold on, young man. Future reference. Excuse me. It'd be a better thing to say my bad. You know that'd be proper. But how you doing today? Okay. Yeah,
hey, Taylor,
yeah.
I'm going to pause you, baby. I'm going to pause you for a minute. Darius, what's happening, Darius?
Hey, Darius.
How y'all doing?
Hey, man, everything
what's going
is
on
good.
With you?
Everything is good, bro. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. Y'all talking, you said Boston?
Yeah, Eastern Conference.
My opinion on that is I don't really think Jason Tatum and them going to shoot that bad again. They won every quarter except for one quarter. I don't think they're going to shoot that bad again. So I'm still hanging my head on Boston. That's if Marcus Smart healthy, a healthy Marcus Smart, you know, his foot still hurt. I don't know if he's going to play on that. You still got to see what out, because Al Horford been a big part of what they've been doing.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Al Horford definitely got to play this series because he been playing this whole playoff series. That's an old man that been turned back the clock, in my opinion. I don't know how he doing it. I ain't expect it, but they need it.
Yeah.
And it shows.
Yeah, and they're talking about White going to be out tomorrow because, you know, his wife having a baby. I mean, tonight, his wife having a baby.
White, just to me, he's a defensive type player, but They could live without White.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like they can live without White.
I respect that. Yeah, that's probably why Ted ain't call him out. Because Ted said the main two people that you, the first two people that you said, he didn't even say nothing about White. So he probably feel the same way. You feel the same way, Ted?
Yeah, I think they can live without him.
Well.
Okay.
Hold on. That was Lou that brought up White having the baby. Lou was the one that said that. Come on, Ted, you back.
But he wasn't saying like going to be an impact, right? He was just saying he was going to be out. Or did I misunderstand?
Yeah, he was saying that he was going to be out. Because
he was saying he was going to be out.
Yeah.
Okay.
First time in the baby.
Okay. Right.
Can't go wrong with that.
I think it's his first one, and he's been so involved in the baby.
Second.
Like, oh, his second. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, he can miss one. Come on. But I guess not. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
Adrian, cut that out,
I don't know. Me personally, I would tell him to go play the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that's just the basketball in me. The sports in me. Everybody ain't sports like me. Like, they girly.
Well,
you know, real girly.
Tree.
They want their main name.
Tree.
But
how many times have I told you you a dude trapped in a woman's body?
I know. Yeah.
I done told
all
you
time.
A million and one time. You're a different type of female. Go ahead, Darius.
I'm sorry, Darius. Go ahead.
Nah, I was just saying that's just Derek White standing on something that's more than basketball. A birth of a baby is way more than basketball, even if it's a playoff basketball game. And that's what I was trying to explain to y'all last time we was on the call. It's basketball.
Hey, nobody's been following.
It's standing on more than, you know, just this game. They got stuff out of this that's way more important. That's all I was saying last week.
That's true.
To each individual. To each individual.
Yeah. Because, on my job, I'm going to take off, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Come on, Ted. You back with us, man?
Yeah. I had to straighten a little youngin out, man, you know. He would come past, invade my space and say my bad instead of saying excuse me. So I let him know the proper way to say excuse me. So anyway, and like you say, all you guys was on point, man. I agree with you.
Go ahead.
I agree with all what you guys are saying. You know, Derek White, that's a great, like you say, it's bigger than basketball, you know, the birth of his child, because you never know what might happen. So he needs to be there. So I can dig it. And they can go without him, you know, but they really shorthanded, you know. So if Mark Smart is out and you don't know what Hoffman, so they need all their soldiers, though. But, so he just put that in, you know, that's more of a priority to him. But like I say, he just scored a little bit the other game, but he's not really that effective, man. He's not going to do much. But I think Miami's going to get this series, period, but it's not over with. Boston definitely going to fight,
right,
going to put up a
– We just doing Eastern Conference right now. Boston.
They playing Boston. Ain't they playing Miami and Boston playing?
No, they playing the Golden State.
Miami and Boston is
West.
Playing, right? Miami and Boston is in the East. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Yeah.
Is Miami and Boston playing or not? Am I right or wrong?
Yes. Miami and Boston are playing. She just got it mixed up. That's all.
So yeah, I'm sorry. Got it mixed up.
Point.
I thought you was going on to the next game. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
What I was going to say, I think Miami's going to win it. I'm done. I'm good. Miami's going to win the series. It's not over. Series not over.
Okay.
Miami's going to win the series.
All right. Let's take another call. My man, 007. What up, dude?
007.
What's happening? Happy early Friday.
We call it Friday Eve here on the corner. But I'll take early Friday. Long as Friday is in the statement, I'll take it. But,
all right.
Hey, man. Hey, Mr. Celtic. I mean, come on, bro.
Yeah,
come on,
again, they had a hiccup. It's only a hiccup. They just got finished, you know, the series with the game seven with the Bucks, you know what I'm saying? So it's about adjustments, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have a chance to steal game two at the house in Miami, you know, go up to Beantown. They think of Beantown, I mean. And
okay.
You know what I'm saying? And being the finals where they supposed to be at.
Hey, all I'm going to say is I don't care if you rename where they playing and all of that, all you want to, it means nothing. It means nothing at all. It could be Beantown. It could be Pinto Beantown. It could be Lima Beantown. It could be pork and bean, navy bean. It could be 300 bean soup. Them boys is in trouble. Them boys is in trouble. See, Milwaukee got out physical by the Celtics. Milwaukee, they, and I don't know why, because I've never seen Milwaukee play. I don't want to say this soft, but I've never seen them be bullied and pushed around like they like those Celtics did. And I give the Celtics their props, because right down to game seven, them boys believe. But the other night, I saw a little doubt in them, and I know two of their main staples weren't involved in Marcus Smart and Al Horford. I know that they weren't there, but at the same time, bro, I mean, you gotta fight with what you got, and look as if the Celtics gave up, dog. Now that's just me. That's just my opinion.
You know, that's like the Milwaukee Bucks series. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, Milwaukee Bucks. If I'm not mistaken, they got out on them in game one, too. And you know what I'm saying? Nobody didn't think that Boston was going to come out with an answer. And you know, here they are in game seven.
No. Tatum hit that layup at the end, if I'm not mistaken, of game one to give Boston the victory. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but
I guess what I'm trying to say is they did slug it out, went to game seven, you know, in that series, and I got them going, doing it again.
Okay.
I mean, hey, you know. I got respect for a man that speak by his word, you know. Stand by your team.
Okay.
Yeah, Rick.
Okay.
Let's take another call. Another brother that I, Kirby. I am so sorry about Tuesday not getting you on. Yeah, man. It was caused like three blocks down the road on Tuesday, Kirby. Please forgive me, bro.
Oh, that's no problem. Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Hey, Kirby.
All right.
Hey, Ronnie, I'm glad that you got a 48-hour pass from the county jail.
Oh, man. Hey, somebody stole my pumpkin.
But you won't call my show.
It did. Man.
I can't.
Well,
Kirby, you know what,
Trees? Somebody said, Kirby, Kale called you a jackass. I said, he always called me that.
He always
called me that.
Tell us, Kirby, from day one till today, you know what? Kirby is my jackass. Nobody else better not call him a jackass.
Come back. We got your phone going out,
Kale. I said Kirby is my jackass. Nobody else said not call Kirby a jackass. That's my jackass, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody said that
the Suns lost.
I can't.
Nope, they call the Phoenix Moons now.
It's Dallas and the Warriors and Boston and Miami.
It was that lunar eclipse. It was that lunar eclipse that did it.
See, Kirby, this is why I don't answer your call until we start talking football, because you kind of get to know stuff. Somebody said the Suns lost.
Come on, help us, Tank. You know why? Because I'm old school. I'm a Washington Bullet fan. Yeah. I ain't no Washington.
There you go, Kirby.
I know that's right, Kirby.
Washington Senators, too. Frank Howard, boom, out of the park. Wes Unseld for president.
Lawson ain't thumb head.
That would be a hell of a move. That would be a hell of a move to wake him up and let him run for president for real. Come on, Tank. I ain't messing with Kirby. I am not messing with Kirby. Come on, Tank.
Oh, my goodness.
What's happening, bro?
Yes. Hey, hey, big bro, Kel's calling the family. Much love and respect always. Hey, Miss T. What's up, Mr. Kirby?
How you doing? I love when you
get on this corner with us, baby. I'm doing great, man. I don't do nothing but fall out every time you come on here.
Yeah.
Well, what's up, 007?
Well, you know,
and
you know
man,
being 75, whenever I get ill and I have to go into the VA hospital, I end up losing money because I'm not able to work at my job there at Chippendales, you know, dancing for the women over 75, you know.
Oh,
I got my whole section over there.
I can't dance for the women over 75.
Not at Chippendales, no, man.
I can't use that. Viagra, I have to go to the auto parts and get pistol flat. Get that pistol flat, you know.
Hey, Mr. Kirby, I pray Almighty let me get to 75, and I'm going to be saying the same thing you saying, Mr. Kirby. Believe that.
Oh, Lord. Hey, listen.
I'm still going to get stuck
in my neck, and I'm walking around here with a hard neck for days.
Our online is going crazy.
Keela said,
not Viagra.
Hey, Kel, you know why you got a stiff neck? Because you're swallowing your Viagra too slow.
Kirby, you know what, Kirby? Time out for Mr. Kirby. I need you to sit right over there in that corner, and we're going to come back to you, Kirby.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Kirby
said, I swallowed it too slow. Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Uncle Bird.
Now you got a serial number.
Real quick, y'all, my baby told me that my grandbaby has the flu. So I need all my prayer warriors. Pray for my boo-boo, my little Zoom.
Oh, you already know
please.
That.
Please, y'all.
Come on, 57. My Huckleberry, what it do?
Come on, Huckleberry.
Well,
hello,
everybody. Good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
What's up, 57?
This is Huckleberry here. How you doing, Tang? Kirby, Kel, Patricia, and everything. This is a serious part of the show right here.
That's the real name, sir.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Is that right, Patricia?
Lady T. But anyway, this is a serious part of the show right here. Let me put this Marlboro down real fast, and then I can talk to y'all.
You get on my nerves.
Let me tell you something.
There's no smoking zone, people.
You get on my nerves.
The problem you have in Kirby is you're not going to the old establishment where the old women are, the real old women are, where you only need a half a Viagra.
There we go.
I got to break.
Because they ain't trying to hang with you all night long. They're only giving you like 15 good 20 good minutes. And after that, you got to go. So I can advise you, do not eat the whole pill.
I'm done.
Oh, my goodness.
Only eat half of it. Only eat half of it. And, Kel, that problem with your neck, it will experience. It will go away.
It'll go
that
away.
Hard
your
neck
phone
problem.
Went out. What happened?
Hold on.
Your phone went out.
It will go away.
No, your phone went out.
I said the hard neck
problem.
The hard neck problem will trust me.
Okay.
Trust
okay.
Me. Might take a few days.
But
you know
okay.
What?
You know what? I ain't even gonna go down that road. I ain't gonna go. Miami and Boston, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
See, Kirby,
can we do Miami and Boston?
Kirby be starting sugar honey iced tea for real. Come on, we're talking Boston and Miami right now. What did you enjoy the game? Were you surprised by the game? Do you think Boston is done for? Where are you on this game?
You asking me? Oh, my bad.
I miss yourself. There you go.
My bad. I was talking to me.
Game.
But look, let me tell
you
something.
About the Boston game, 57.
After the last two series I just watched, I'm not gonna say anything. It's just one game. They could come back out here. They could come back out tomorrow or tonight, and totally have them, you know, figured out for one game.
Right.
For one game. So I'm not putting anything past Boston. I saw what they did to Brooklyn. I saw what they did to Milwaukee. So I'm I'm going. And my team ain't in the fight, so I'm just gonna go with. We'll see.
Right. We'll see.
And you know what? That is the smart approach. We'll see. Because we all did see what. Boston did and how they fought to survive. We all saw that. So you can't really count them out. As despicable as they may have looked the other night, we cannot count them out. They have proven that they are a team to be reckoned with once they are playing their style of basketball. But also, let's not forget, Miami is a serious team, bro. Not to say Milwaukee's not, but Milwaukee didn't have a key piece. They didn't have a key piece with them. And it basically all fell on Giannis and everybody else. They had no Middleton. And we all know Middleton has been great for Milwaukee through the years. Now, Miami, they are a full team. Miami are a full team, and they don't have
They're missing Lowry. They're missing Lowry.
No, Lowry.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what, Therese? I'm going to say this about that. I don't even know if that's a problem. For real.
Right.
Because all Lowry does is flop. All he does is flop and throw himself around the court. Like he got them shot by a sniper or something. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
He got
if that's
that.
A bad thing.
He got with, that Scherzer though. I'm sorry, Kale. He got that Scherzer element with him. When he's on the court, he brings that element that makes the guys play harder for some reason. He ain't got to give you a whole lot of points, you know. But he gives you that toughness that you probably need.
He can do that.
You know
it's
what?
Like a Patrick Beverly type thing. He get under your skin.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Patrick Beverly.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, I just got one question.
Okay.
Now, I saw Booker go out with a hamstring and came back in, what, two games?
And Lowry
came
out
with a hamstring. Yeah, exactly. You're right, Tank, because I remember we all were saying, how is Booker back on the court already? You know, and I'm looking at Lowry and I'm asking, how is he not on the court when we saw other players, the exact same injury, not playing? You know,
he probably don't want the shot.
He probably ain't want to get the shot.
He didn't get the shot.
He probably like, I'm not going to mess with myself up like that. I don't want to take that. I just let it heal the right way.
Stuff in my body.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying. Because
they got
well,
the shot.
You know what?
Ain't no way he back out there playing.
Lowry is already a champion. I must remember that.
Yes.
He's already a champion. So
yes,
yeah, he could be looking at or more concerned with long-term financial.
Booker doesn't play the type of defensive game that Lowry plays either. Lowry can lock you down defensively. I don't know how what happened.
He spent too much on offense. He spent too much energy on offense.
Exactly. You know, so I can understand why Lowry's still out there. And like y'all said, the shot, he probably don't want it. You know, Booker desperate for a title right now, just like Chris Paul is desperate for a title right now. So he went in there and let him shoot him up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
when you're desperate, you do just about anything. When you're desperate.
You know? Especially when you don't spend your whole season trying to have the best record, and so you can go back to the championship, you've worn your players out, and that's what happened to the Suns.
Okay.
Yeah, people talking about. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
So your words, 57, are the words that we're going to go by. We're all in agreement. We're going to wait and see. We're just going to take the wait and see approach, right? That's your word, right, 57?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. I really don't see anything wrong with that. And maybe that really, seriously, all jokes aside, maybe that'll help me to enjoy the game a little more.
I'm
serious, yo.
Don't have no expectations.
Hey, look, the other night Reese was like, "How much money do you have on this game?" And I'm like, I ain't betting up. You know, I ain't betting. She said, "Well, why are you going off?" I said, "You know what, Sean? This ain't the time to be smart mouthing me, yeah? let me deal with this right now, yeah? For real.
I can't
you know? Yeah. But, okay. 563-999-3782. When we come back, Golden State and Dallas. Because I got some stuff to say about that game. Yeah, that's how that. That's how that. Check the box.
The mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a pigeon. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tiff.
All the time,
Tiff. You're on point, Tree.
All the time, Tiff. You're on point, Tree. All the time, Tiff. I'm sorry. Golden State and Dallas, man. It was so good. Hey, y'all, I'm telling you, I felt like Farmer Fred on The Water Boy, the scene where he had his nipples pierced, and they threw that long pass, and the dude caught the pass, and he was rubbing his nipples in excitement and enjoyment and took himself to a pleasure place that he had never been before. That's how I felt watching Luka Doncic's face. Watching Luka Doncic have to eat his humble pie last night. What's that about? It was so good. Look, none of them smiles and smirks and grins and the shoulder shrugs and all of that, you know, I want to be like Mike movement that family was giving out when they were questioned. We didn't see none of that last night. And I was just loving every minute of it. Okay.
Why are you
like that? I see you was glad them suckers lost.
Why are you hating on that man?
On
who?
Don.
I know that's who you're talking about.
Because, you know, you know what? I hate anybody that they try to make that great hope. You know what I mean? You know
what I think it is? Let me tell you what I really think it is for you. I think it is for you. Like, just like you said, all that great white hope stuff, it's bad enough that he played for Dallas. So he got that blue on. You know? So I think that's the real reason why you really don't like that man.
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
You might be right,
I don't equate Dallas football with Dallas basketball. Number one, I do not equate the two at all because Dirk Nowitzki. I liked Dirk Nowitzki while he was playing with Dallas. You know what I mean?
Would you wear a jersey?
Would
you wear a jersey?
You know I don't wear blue. Stop it.
But
you
that's all I'm saying, bro.
If you listen, I'm telling you, young, it's not that, dog. It's not that. I don't like over-gloating players. I don't like short my opponent players. I don't like players who act as if they've never been there before. I don't like those type of guys. You know why? Because the young kids are watching that, and they feel as if that is the way to go. That is the thing to do, and it's not. It's not. And Luka, you know, when things was going good, he was showing off the other team and saying dudes was too small and shrugging his shoulders and smiling and grinning. But the other night, I thought that man was going to take the rope and hang himself from the basket. For real. He looked down and he looked down.
I would like to see how you react if any of your teams ever start winning anything. And how you react when your guys puff their chests up.
You
ain't had an opportunity yet.
Man.
Hey, come on, baby. Come on, Kelzo. Don't do me like that.
I like to see you suck a fat baby.
Come on, baby. Boy, don't go like that. Because we just pulled up. Your neck get tight on two occasions with the field on when they mention Dallas. Come on, baby.
I'm telling y'all.
How we get back on that part though? Can we get back to the corner?
It's like the mother say on the water boy. He's the devil. He is the devil. He do anything. And he knows me. He know if you come at me, I'm coming right back at you. So he always kill you. Come on, I don't like this. And Trees gonna agree with him. My co-host, Demos, gonna sit there and say, yeah, Kale, 5% of you don't like him because he's Dallas. I loved Dirk Nowitzki when he played for Dallas. I was cool with Dirk Nowitzki. Because, listen, Dirk did that one-foot backup jumper and go about his business. You know what I mean?
But, bruh, you also like Emmitt Smith on the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
I'm just saying, but you always, that's the one person I've heard you ever give props to when we ever talk about Dallas. If you give anybody props, you give it to Emmitt Smith.
Tonight
on Kale's Corner.
He ain't wearing that jersey, man. I'm not even going to believe that. I already know.
No.
The host got exposed on his own show.
Emmitt Smith earned my respect because that man, Emmitt Smith earned my respect because that man broke his collarbone and continued to play. I don't know about anybody on the corner, but break a collarbone and tell me that you can continue to play football. I'll wait.
Well, I ain't gonna be
able to
play if I break one of my fingernails, so I'm out.
Sis. You know what? Sometimes you just remind me that you a girl.
I know that I'm a girl.
That was that girl part right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You supposed to rock.
I got broke nail right now, and I'm so mad. I'm mad right now. I got to do this show with my broken nail. I'm trying to hide my nail. That comes from that banana pudding you made the other night.
Big bro, she ain't make no banana pudding. I tell you another time. I tell you another time, big bro. She ain't make no banana pudding.
Look, can we just talk about Dallas and the Warriors real quick, y'all?
I told y'all the devil. You know what I mean?
It's 57 over there.
You
it's
can do it all night long.
I can't do this.
If y'all ain't listening to the corner, y'all ain't doing it. I'm sorry.
Hey, y'all, I told you, I'm 57, y'all. Anyway,
I'm going to be serious from now on.
Please don't. Keep it up, you know?
The game was 87-112, Warriors.
Wow.
That boy Jordan Poole is like, man, you know, that's the one team that I honestly say that I don't mind watching when they go down in the paint and they turn around and throw that jump back out. When they throw that ball back out, man, Curry and them making that. Curry, Clay, Poole, the Warriors, man. That's the only team I know that I don't mind watching when they do that. And when they do it, it's like, man, that jump automatic, man. I'm serious, man. I don't know how this series is going to go. Because if them boys shoot like that.
But did you watch the defense they played?
That was the first time they really jailed together. That was the first game they really jailed together.
Yes.
On offense and defense. In this play.
Hey, but look, I saw, and I wonder if anybody else saw this. There was a three-man fast break. It was Poole, Curry, and Clay. Clay had the ball. Clay was running the point. It was one defender who was leaning toward Curry. So Poole was wide open. Clay didn't even look in Poole's direction. He got that ball to Curry. Like you said, Curry drained that three. And everybody was all excited and happy, but Clay looked at Poole after that and had a look on his face like, you too young, Bama. You know what I mean? For lack of a better word, you know. But he was looking at him like, nah, young boy, this how we going to treat you here. You think you thought you was going to get that feed. You thought you was going to get that scope. Nah, this for my man. I'm telling y'all, before it's all over with, before this series is over with, for real, y'all, I think there's going to be a discord in that Golden State locker room, for real.
I don't think so, bro.
I'm going to say something about it.
I don't think so.
I think
keep playing like they're playing with one another, there will be a problem. Trust me. But go ahead, 57. You think what?
I think right now, if Golden State win this series, I don't think there's a discord. I think that they've come together. Even Thompson has bought into. You notice he didn't take a whole lot of shots. He played within the offense last night.
Yeah, and their
defense was great. But if they win, it would be an injustice if he continues to play this way, if Draymond Green is not the MVP for this team. He ran that team last night. He told Steph Curry at one point, he said, get out of your head. Stay in the game. Get out of your head. Stay in the game.
He ran that team last night.
You know, he started the fast break. He was on the defense. He gave them what they needed. He should be MVP to me if they win this series.
And he continues to play like he's playing.
Draymond's doing
what Draymond has always done. For real. Secretly and quietly lead that team. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
And think about it like this. We call them the Splash Brothers.
Their offense.
But it was their defense, spearheaded by Draymond Green, that won them those series that they won for their championship. You know, when KD went there, Draymond and KD had their little quarrels and tussles because Draymond was like, Slim, we need you to play some defense, dog. You too tall and too long to not be a defensive liability. KD just wanted to play offense. KD just wanted to score. Draymond was like, nah, dude, not on this team. And then I saw last night Draymond pull Poole up and said, hey, man, what the hell you doing?
What are you doing?
He was like, what are you doing?
He asked him, what was you thinking? That's what he asked. What are you thinking? Because he want to know, like, let me know what you're thinking so I can tell you what not to do on that play right there.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me tell you how not to think. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. And that's what he said.
And I was like, I'm telling you, it wasn't just because they was playing Dallas, but for the first time, it felt good rooting for Golden State. You know what I mean? I felt good rooting for Golden State, wanting Golden State to win. You know, because normally I'm like, man, forget them yellow bastards.
Exactly. That's what I call them.
Watch your mouth.
Get him 57.
You mad because the light skin making a comeback. You better slow up, boy.
Oh, they ain't coming back, bro. Y'all ain't coming back.
Y'all ain't coming back, bro. The only one of them that look like me gets no credit whatsoever. But as we see, he's the glue, man. I almost cursed him there. He's the glue.
He's the one that's
holding it, you know? So, I mean, hey, man, you know, good. I got to say, I agree 100% with that thought. Draymond Green needs to be the MVP if they win this series. Seriously. I mean, man, when he grabbed Poole up last night and was like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if we win it, I don't care if we in the lead, bro. This is what we do here.
What are you doing?
All right, I got one update. Go ahead. Me too, Kale.
I love that type of leadership. But an update for the Boston-Miami game, Al Horford will be playing. He is available.
Oh, nice.
They said Marcus Smart is like they like no, like in time,
what.
You know, if when the game starts,
game time decision. Game time decision.
Yeah, game time decision.
Mark,
there you go, Tang.
Marcus Smart better not wear that damn African.
Hey,
the
did y'all see DJ Khaled put the same thing on? DJ Khaled put
like
the same thing on.
He looked like, man, that Bama looked like somebody's uncle at the cookout.
I'm waiting for DJ Khaled's Beijing to start dripping off his face.
Come
there.
On,
I'm
man.
Like,
I can't. We're not doing this.
Him,
we're not doing that right now.
Him or Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose forgot to put his on the other night. I'm like, man, where your sideburns at? You left them at home? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm not looking at them like that, you know, for Beijing and all that, you know. That I'm,
hey,
I'm
man,
like,
the game up
idiot.
By 50 points, you got to find something to laugh at.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100,000%. But when it comes to stuff like that, I'm completely lost. Because I would never use it. So I'm completely lost. But I did see that outfit, that one-piece outfit that Marcus Smart had on. And I was like, hell no. Hell no, dude.
It wasn't
the
one-piece. It wasn't the one-piece.
He's trying to be funny, Miss T.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
The man had a onesie on.
Somebody said a onesie.
She's defending it because I've seen her rocking a junk similar to that on TNT Fashion. That's what it is, y'all. That's why T cool with it. She high with it. You know what I mean? But we all know that Batman looked like he was about to. Hey, listen. All he needed was some high knee socks, and some white dress shoes with that outfit, and he'd have looked like Uncle Rufus, man. He'd have looked just like
Uncle Rufus
at the cookout, chasing the little young girls around, and they running from, stop playing, Uncle Rufus. Come in here, girl. Come over here. You know what I mean?
Hey, Rufus,
I can't.
Call him.
I
go back on the bed.
But yeah, enough on Marcus Smart. Enough on that outfit. So you're saying Al Horford will be available tonight?
Yes.
All right.
And Smart is game time.
They definitely need him.
Yes, they definitely need him.
Let's take
this game through. Think about the
bean time.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm still with you, 007. I'm still with you, too, 007.
I'm going to have to hang my hat on Jimmy Bucket.
I'm going to let you know right now. If they lose tonight,
yeah.
I'm off that train.
Yeah, I'm going to start eating clam chowder.
57. Hey, 57.
That's dirty to talk.
Hey, 57,
oh,
you can't jump off that fast, man.
Life.
You can't.
If they don't win something, look, they don't win something in Miami, I'm off that train. I'm telling you now.
They do have to win one. I promise you that. They do have to win one.
I'm going with Darius. I'm going with Darius. My team ain't won yet. Yeah.
I'll tell y'all who I picked at the end of May.
Yep.
Please don't do that, 57.
It must be right never being wrong. I love that movie.
He said it feels so much better than losing every year.
Are you serious?
No.
I ain't lying.
Listen, as a man, I'll take them L's. I'm picking my team, and I'm riding till I die with them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No. I'm picking my squad, and that's who I'm rolling with. Darius, no.
One thing we know for certain, Kale, is that you're committed, because we know who your teams are. So we know you're committed, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Just the other day, I'm all Washington football team down. Bama's like, man, Slim, do you ever run out of gear? No. You ever get tired of seeing? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You get tired of seeing? You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, I ain't new to this.
My
I'm
birthday cake was San Francisco. So I don't get tired.
You know what I mean?
All you got to do is switch over your basketball team, and you be West Coast down. All your team be right there in San Francisco. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no, thank you.
Yep.
Too bad. No, thank you.
Your baseball team, they getting ready to make a move. Your basketball, your football team. Huh?
We just moved.
I mean, get ready to make a move in the standings. I don't mean move out of town or anything.
No, come on.
I wouldn't do you like that.
You made her
making a move in the standings.
Yeah,
man. She's her going well.
I wouldn't even break that news to you.
All I would say, did you see ESPN today? Did you see ESPN today, sir? Come on, kid.
He is the devil.
Yeah.
The devil.
Hey.
Y'all want to talk y'all want to talk college football?
I mean, yeah. We're gonna take a quick break. 563-999-3782. Hey, you know what? Hold on. We never really said who's winning tonight, Boston or Miami. I'm going to go real quick. And when I call your name, please, just give me your answer. Tang, who you got?
Tang. It's Boston.
Darius, who you got?
I'm going Boston style.
Okay. 007.
Boston.
57.
I'm going with Miami, but a strong vote for Boston.
Ain't nobody doing all that. We ain't putting questions on everybody's
name. Miami, man.
57 taking that. I ain't going to be wrong to a whole nother level.
I'm going to Miami.
On,
yeah. Y'all let that dash do it. Well, I can't do it?
I'm going to Miami.
I'm going Miami. All right, y'all. The majority is Boston, believe it or not.
No, it's 3-3.
Okay.
Three for Boston and three for Miami because Tang, Darius, 007 with Boston, me, 57, and you, Hill, with Miami.
Marcus, somebody call in. Change the score up real fast.
Man, it's too early for Marcus, man.
Marcus, big boy.
You can't come in to 10
D-Bone.
Minutes to 7.
Somebody.
Let me ask the online people.
Me, Mom, somebody come in and change it up. Yeah, change this up. We ain't going with no top.
Damn, Tay. You sound like they stole the vote. They stole the vote.
Hey, come on, man. They stole yours from us, so we need somebody.
Hey, man. Well,
question marks about everything.
I'm going with Miami.
That's what messed it up, because you really want to go with Boston. I know you do.
I like Boston in this thing, but Miami played everybody on their bench.
You're doing all that. He's not changing his answer.
Well, we had a little lull in activity on the phone, so I was just talking.
DJ said Boston.
Okay.
There you go, DJ. Yeah, Boston. There you go, baby.
Betty said Miami.
All right. There we go.
So it's still tied.
I knew I liked her.
Keela, what do you have? You the, let me go to Keela, y'all. Hold on. Keela, you are the tying vote. What do you say? Boston or Miami?
Keela. Keela. Keela.
Come on, Keela.
Keela. Keela. Don't come wrong. Come right. Come right. Keela.
Well, let's see what Jackie says.
Her favorite Boston. Color might be green, so pick Boston.
Boston or Miami, Jackie? Come on, Keela. One of y'all.
Yes, and we can't cut. Trust that it takes 20 minutes to answer the question.
I know how to break that. I know just how to break that.
We're reset.
Hey, Reese cup.
Yeah, we're reset. Oh no, Keela said Reese Boston.
Cup.
Keela said
there you
Boston.
Go.
Keela, you're breaking your daddy's heart. You just broke your daddy heart, baby girl.
Keela, you broke your
heart.
There you go.
Oh.
You broke
come
your
on.
Heart.
Come on, Reese cup.
Keita said, sorry, Dad. Sorry.
I love you anyway, girl.
He loves you anyway.
Reese, you don't know what I'm saying, Reese Cup?
What Reese say?
Who you say? Who's winning tonight?
Miami.
Oh, my goodness. She said Miami.
Take Miami, Reese.
She said she's not in it.
Miami. No, she said Miami, bro.
She said Miami, bro.
All right. Let me stay tied, man.
My father said Miami.
Oh, you see? Y'all reaching out, grabbing people. Hey, my man just walking down the street. He said Miami. Going by my house in yellow Miami.
They wrote it right here.
Hey, 57,
boy.
What happened, 57?
Yo.
Hey, 57,
yeah.
What happened?
Guy in the ice cream truck rolled by holler, Miami.
Hey, Miami.
So hey, bro, look.
Three little kids going to the playground.
DJ said it don't matter because they're going 6 or 7 games. DJ said it's going 6 or 7 games.
Okay. He might be right. He might be right.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he is right.
So,
Miami got 6 and Boston got 5.
Okay. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Time for some football.
No.
Treats college news first, and then we'll get into the NFL. All right? You ready, sis?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick one.
Okay.
You tell me I be work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my ta. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are direction. You took my heart, all my keys, and my vision. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me.
Boy, that girl be hypnotizing me. I can see her dancing to that video. Crack. All right, go ahead, I'm sorry. I know, young. Don't remind me. But go ahead.
That's what?
Who said that?
That's my child. She still look good.
He said that's my child.
We about to mute you.
Look. I'm that baby Pappy.
I'm that baby Pappy.
Oh man. Come on.
I beg
different
boss. Everybody look like me.
I ain't messing with y'all.
You know what? We watch too many movies, y'all. We watch.
That was my job right there.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Y'all terrible. That's all I'm gonna say.
We
okay,
know.
So we're going to college football, you guys. College football. And the news that I am reporting today is Nick Saban. Nick Saban has thrown everybody under the bus. And when I say everybody, I'm talking Jim Fisher and Deion Sanders. He claims that Jim Fisher, all of his recruits, he bought them, all of his number one draft picks. He paid them, he bought them. And he said that Deion Sanders bought the young guy that left Jimbo Fisher's establishment to come to his. He said he paid him $1 million to do that. So it's like, yeah, it's getting hot in the kitchen over there. Which I think.
But what sense does that make, young? You know, because the majority of these kids coming into college are poor. So there's no way that they can hide money like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Unless it was given to a parent or someone associated with the family, I don't see how you could get away with that. But, you know, in today's world,
come to the phone, kid.
You
far away.
In today's world, anybody trying to find a way finds a way. So I don't know, but I feel like it would be hard as hell to hide that money, right?
No.
I feel like they should just, because they about to they about to bust all them glass houses up, man. All the big schools do that, man.
Dang.
If they go down and do
it.
Well,
guess what? He's in retaliation. Like he said, so y'all just let this man say whatever he want to say because he think he God, and y'all treat him like he God. Like he can just say whatever he want to say, do whatever he want to do. I bet you y'all open up his arsenal. I mean his files and see how he made some of his deals go down. Y'all will be looking at him different. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, you was a part of that, weren't you?
And that's what I'm getting ready to say. And you're absolutely right.
But that means he knows. That means he knows.
That's what I'm saying.
He's that mad. You that mad, you going to tell him yourself?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And that's being retarded.
But if somebody comes to lie on me, I'm going to just do what Deion said. I'm going to say, he's lying. I can prove it. I have receipts. And I'm going to be done with it, over. I'm not going to go on a whole long rant and be talking because where there's smoke, there's fire because now you kicking up some smoke.
Right.
When you backpedaling right. Like that and then now you pointing the fingers. Look at me, fingers pointing back at you. That means you was there too. So that means that they open up his files and start checking him out. They're going to check you out too. Shut up.
He's a big dummy for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of these coaches and the NCAA, when they voted to start letting the players who could get paid for their likeness and different things for playing, it opened up the door for a whole lot of stuff that they've been hiding for a long time. So now the chickens have come home to roost, and everybody who's supposed to be all this and all that morally are just snitching on each other and themselves.
Okay.
Nick Saban didn't just rule the SEC because all these players just love playing for Alabama. They were getting some stuff to come there. Same way with South Carolina and Clemson. So I don't know why he out there doing that, man.
Yeah, because he couldn't get what he wanted. He couldn't get what he wanted, so he started acting out, you know, like telling whatever he knew. But when you do that, you just dig a bigger hole. Just take your L, like Kale said. I'm a man. I'm going to take my L, and I'm going to go home. Give me my ball. Give me my ball, because y'all know how to play. Give me my ball, and I'm going home.
This kind of reminds me of the John Gruden situation, you know?
Yeah.
there's no way that you can tell me his emails were the only emails that were offensive. There's no way you can tell me that, to the point where he's fired and he's the
right.
only one fired. Come on, man. Come on, y'all. Come on. I mean, we all know, no one is stupid, okay? We know that there's a way that business is done with in sports, and there's a way that you talk in sports. Everybody is hip to that. We're all hip to that. So don't just, you know, go after one person and make it seem like that person is the only one that's doing that, when we know for a fact this is you guys' way of business. This is what you do.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
And
yep.
guess what?
That's right.
It might be a good thing now since they won't start snitching on each other, because now they're not gonna get all the top ranked players. You know, they'll start
exactly.
being scattered everywhere. And then some of them will probably start staying home. So, yeah, let them go ahead and start snitching on each other, because all it's going to do is mess up the top-ranked college football teams. And that's about, what, 12 to 14 of them? The top-ranked ones every time that's up there. Let them go ahead and tell on each other.
Ain't
nobody
going
to want to go there after that.
You got to understand, TV ratings are still dominant. Even with them snitching on each other, TV ratings are dominant. And we all know Alabama gets more TV time than a lot of schools. You know, I one year I watched, they showed every game Atlanta played, every game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they only had, you might see an Ole Miss game. And Ole Miss is a good school. You know, but you didn't see them as much as you saw Alabama. So, you know, TV ratings is still the winner there. And kids,
so you don't think if some of them, what if some of them top ranked kids that they constantly talking about be at them schools? They ain't going to have no choice but to put them schools on TV, because that's who they want to see. That gives them a chance to get on TV.
Not if that school can't handle that market. Not if that school cannot handle that market.
I see what you're saying right there.
Back in the day before they signed the big contract with the NCAA, it used to be a time if you was in the top 10, and if you was number one and you lost the game during the season, you dropped out of the top 10 down to the bottom.
Yeah.
You were done for the season. You didn't get no second chance. Look at all the Alabama lost. They drop one slot and still end up playing for the championship.
Yeah,
you know, it's all about the money now.
Uh-huh.
And because who Alabama has been over the years, they got the bread. They have the
bread. They got the bread.
And they definitely got
you know?
It. Yes, they do.
That's true.
You know? Now, until it is determined that, okay, every team is allotted this certain amount of money, and you like they do at the NFL, there's a salary cap, you know. They're going to have to implement some type of salary cap in college to make it sort of fair, for lack of a better term, to make it fair for everyone. You know, so I mean, they can snitch on each other all they. I'm welcoming it. I'm welcoming it because I long since, like, you know, how is this school so dominant in basketball, but their football team suck? How is this school so dominant in football, but their basketball team suck? And that thing used to drive me crazy. You know, I look at Maryland, back when Maryland was doing their thing, you know, and they had a team in the ACC tournament for basketball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the football team come up, they're just being used as filler teams for other teams' schedules. And I'm like, how is that? Why is that? You know?
Yeah.
Well, that, maybe that answer will be provided to us all now that, you know, they're snitching on each other. So
okay.
I hate the fact that they started it with Deion Sanders, you know, because with Deion, we think about it, guys. Deion is a high-profile personality.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of these kids could be going to school there because the cameras are going to – I watched them last year. Deion wasn't even walking around. He had the little scooter for you know, his foot. And they even showed him in the locker room dancing with his kids. That's exposure. That's exposure. So whomever is getting the exposure, that's who they are going to give the most time. You know what I mean? That's who's going to have the airtime. It's going to come down to, okay, we have a reason to show Deion Sanders because that's Deion Sanders. He's going to say something outrageous. He's going to do something outlandish, and we got to have it on TV to see Deion as a head coach. So, yeah, keep on snitching, you know. Let that curtain back so everyone can see. Pull that curtain right on back, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Can we have some more information, too?
Okay. Okay.
For real.
That's right, bro. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what Tank
sometimes, said. Guys, sometimes it comes down to what people are being exposed for that really makes the change. You understand what I'm saying? Case in point, my team, we have changed everything in Washington because of the exposure that came on us from former players, former employees, and everything. It's that exposure that brought about change. So that same exposure will bring about change within the college ranks. Because I love watching college football on Saturdays. I love watching it, you know?
Yeah.
Because to me, and I don't know if anybody else feels this, but they seem to play harder and go harder in that college game than sometimes I see them go in the pros. You know? I'm like, damn, why the pros don't play like this? Because they're already pros. They've already made that big contract. Yeah, this college kid is trying to obtain that contract. So, The pros, they always say he's making a professional decision. You know what I mean? And we see that all the time with certain pros. Oh, nah, I can't play. I can't come out there. I got a contract coming up. I can't be injured right before, you know, I sign this contract or I'm offered this contract. So, heck no, I'm not giving you 150%. You know, he made a business decision. We see with Derrick Henry. Run the ball. We see them safeties and them corners getting the heck out of his way. Hey, Josh Norman made a business decision.
That Bama smoothed
the hell out of Josh Norman. That Bama knocked Josh Norman to his knees.
Reach
just bought me a tray of tacos, y'all. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to wait.
No, Reach going to between 5 and 7, you can't eat. I'm gonna have to have a talk with Reese.
She's laughing at you, Reese.
5 and 7, he can't eat. Reese, no eating. Between 5 and 7, 7:15, 7:01. Give him all the food he wants.
I can't, bro. Look, you want it? I ain't gonna do it. But yeah, you know.
No, he don't want it. Keep snitching.
I say keep snitching.
Get online, so you won't be cooking. Get online.
How you gonna tell her not to cook for a man, yeah? Yeah.
How you say that? I said 701, get him anything he wants. That's what I said. I didn't say don't cook.
Yeah. You gotta feed the beast, yeah. But I done ran my mouth. Anyone else feel the same about the snitching? You know, y'all cool with that? What's the deal, Corner?
Yeah.
We cool with them snitching.
You know what I say. I'm cool with them snitching on each other because all it's going to do is break them down. But like you say, I mean, they really not snitching because like they already know.
Nobody really said it out loud, and nobody really said that out loud. It's always been assumed. It's been out loud amongst us, and they act like they just don't hear. To us non-paying people. Exactly.
I'm sorry, y'all, but I just got to bring this up to the corner. Them daggone cicadas coming back, man. They talking about some of the cicadas. Yes, they said some of them.
Ew.
Biological clock is off, so they're coming out this year, this summer. Now they say they're not going to be as bad, and we're not going to see as many. But the cicadas are coming out. A year late. Some of them coming out a year late. Can y'all believe that?
No.
Something's noisy.
That's the ones that they caught that they're going to let back out.
Come on, Tank.
Hey, them folks is making salads and eating chocolate cicadas and all that. I'm like, for real, y'all?
They crazy.
Yeah, they got them on TV eating them.
There ain't no way in faux hell. No way in faux hell. DMV Kale is going to eat a cicada. I'm not doing that, man. I'm going to say that for Ron and them, man. Ron and his folks.
When you and 57 was out there in that field, in that battlefield, and y'all was out there overnight. Did y'all have to eat some snails or something?
No, I mean
that battlefield, y'all, you know, I salute y'all for that. But I'm just asking when y'all was out there, did y'all have to eat something?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It was times that they would bring chow out, and because I'm so hungry, I just eat fast. And see, all my training was done in Oklahoma. So I ain't gonna say that I did or didn't. I'm gonna just say I did not know whether or not, because, I mean, man, we used to have grasshoppers the size of your thumb. Flying around, plus gnats everywhere. You know, Oklahoma is the only place in my life that has been worse than North Carolina when it comes to gnats. I'm trying to tell you, man. Them donkeys were relentless. They was relentless.
You should have been in Fort Jackson, South Carolina, baby. That's where you need to be on Tank Hill. That's where I was. And with nothing but dirt and sand, snakes all around you all day long. You couldn't bother them. You better not kill them. You better not mess
with
it.
Yeah.
So they say that snake lives here. You don't. You don't.
Oh.
You're going to be leaving. That ain't your snake.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It was the same
for
thing
real?
In Oklahoma. And we had them Diamondbacks. And they was like,
yes, sir.
Yeah, they what?
Oh, you out of chips.
Huh?
Yeah.
They the same.
If that bad boy ain't in your clothes, you better not mess with him. If he just crawling over your feet, you better let him crawl over your feet and go on about his business.
Yeah, go on about his business. Go on about his business.
Okay,
I told
so where do I unlist? Unlist. Where you sign that? Unlist. Get out.
Hey, Tree. Hey, look. I stayed up many a night reading over my contract. Like, I miss something. Something ain't right. I'm trying to get the hell out of here. These brothers talking about jumping out of airplanes. I'm like, why y'all save all this after I done signed up and I'm in here? You know what I mean? Y'all should have told me this from the beginning. They was like, nah, man, you got to jump, brother. You got to jump, brother. We rappel down mountains. And why? What's wrong with the mountains? Why are we climbing down? Why are you stuck, man? Yeah, we can't just walk down. No.
Yeah.
So,
I ain't gonna
be
doing
that. After my first one, I changed my MOS. Mm-mm. No.
Oh, yeah.
Clerk typist, baby. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
71L.
I know that's right.
You went in the office.
Somebody got to
You
do
went
it.
In the
Somebody
office, bro.
Do it.
Hey, but you know what? All I'm gonna say is this: if I had my choice now, I would take a job like that because once I get out of the military, finding a job would be nothing. It would be nothing. See, I drove tanks. I was a cannon crew member. Unless it's a parade, I'm jobless. You know what I mean? So, you know, and so many military people got out and joined the post office that was even hard to be a part of. So it was just like, man, dang, I really did this for nothing. And I told y'all about that night I fell asleep with my ankle dressing on. I thought it was snake crawled in my sleeping bag. And when got the drill sergeant, man, woke everybody up. That Bama, man, goodness gracious. Let's just say, while I was in basic training in AIT, your boy did a whole lot of guard watch. I had a whole lot of guard duty because I was doing a whole lot of stupid stuff, for real, for real. But, you know, hey, such is the military, you know. Such is the military. Okay, so Treat, we all good with that?
We all good, bro.
Okay.
We all good.
All right. That's what's up. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, I hope y'all did y'all homework because I'm getting ready to talk about my Washington football team because I did my homework. That's about, and I know Treat did her homework.
I know she's ready.
Oh,
well.
There go the last 20 minutes of the show.
That's all we needed.
first of all, let me put some Seahawks news out there. Only the Seattle Seahawks will travel more than Denver this season as far as going to play their games and you know, moving in and around the country. Seattle is the top team for mileage this year. So, you know, hopefully these guys will sustain themselves. Treat you, Patty.
Okay. He's in Seattle.
Offensive lineman Trey Turner signs a $3 million deal with the Washington football team. Yeah.
Commanders.
Right.
Washington football team. Okay. I'd be wrong to say Shitsburg, now wouldn't I?
Oh.
You know? Hey, bro, that's your name. The team, look, that's not the name of my team. The name of your team is the Commanders, bro. Why you keep fighting?
The name is the Commanders.
Doc got on here and cussed us all out on the podcast and told you that the name was the Commanders, bro. And what you want? Why are you fighting?
Okay. Anyway, let's get back to some non-useless conversation, rather. Quarterback Sam Howell, tight end Cole Turner, offensive lineman Chris Paul, and quarterback Christian Holmes have all signed their rookie contracts with the Washington football team. Right.
Who are they?
Who are they? Well, I would say they the team.
And what are they to you?
That beat y'all the last time that they played y'all, but y'all played the Redskins.
No, we played the Washington Redskins. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I just said. Y'all haven't played the Washington football team as of yet, but, you know, that's cool. Since you're running your mouth so much, tell us something about Pittsburgh, man. That's what we want to hear.
I just told you, man. We got it. Look, we.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
We got the quarterback from the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And we're going to show up our offensive line. We still got some maneuvering to do right now. We're going to get our running game going. You know, so that's all I can tell you right now.
Hey, I think
Can I say that? Mute your background, please.
My alarm going on.
I think Eagles probably had the best kind of like off season in that division. They just definitely just signed James Bradbury from Giants, that cornerback. And then on top of that, they had got I don't think nobody talking about this, but they invited this 6'9", 240-pound former basketball player that played for Penn State to come out trial for tight end. So I think that division, y'all going to have y'all hands full with Eagles.
Who is that?
I'm just on top.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say this with the Giants and their cornerback. These dudes always come from the Giants, and you expect so much, Eli Apple. You know, and you think that these dudes gonna show up and really do something, but they end up going to the next team and they nothing. So I'm going to take 57 wait and see approach with this corner that the Eagles picked up from the Giants, and let me tell you one thing, guys. When a team trades a player with image on the division, watch out. Something ain't right. Something is not right. That team knows something about that dude that they not worried about at all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care that we got. They don't care if we got to see him two times a season. They don't care about that. You know what I mean? And for a team not to care about that,
you said background.
For a team not to care about that, you gotta really be cautious. You gotta really approach that situation with care. You know, so you know. That's my two cents.
He been in the number one corner, though. That's all I'm going to throw out there. They still got Darius Slay over there. I mean, he ain't got to be the number one guy, so.
Hold on.
Are the Eagles your team?
Yeah.
The Eagles is your team.
Nah, I was just speaking on the division.
Oh man. You know, you just.
He tried hard that time. Hey, Darius.
You have been disqualified.
Oh, my team is the Rams. My bad. My team is the Rams. I was just speaking football because I know that's your division. Right. My team is the Rams.
Why your team the Rams? Because they just won?
Yes.
They won last year.
Yeah.
Ask who was the team the year before that.
I ain't playing this game with Darius no more. You know what I mean? I'm already bald here, and I got hair falling out messing with Darius.
Oh yeah. It's gonna come out. It's coming out, bro.
Mm. Oh man.
Yeah, I was just throwing that out.
We gonna do Trey. Cause Trey is good.
Antonio Gates turned out to be as a former basketball player. So they didn't let this dude come. He's 6'9", 240. What y'all going to do? I don't think none of y'all got anything for that.
We're going to break him up, man. He's going to go out there thinking he's getting a rebound. He's going to go out there thinking he's getting a rebound, and he's going to get broken up.
Hey, the only person I can see doing that, he ain't even in the lead no more, Cam. He ain't even in the lead no more.
Yeah.
That's totally safe.
Wow,
I can see Michael Parson tearing his butt up coming across there.
Yeah, Nick
come
Bosa
on,
too.
Man.
Nick Bosa tearing his neck
on, man. Half of these players in this tackle, DK Metcalf, they bouncing off that man. 6'9", 240.
No, not my team.
Not my man. You might be talking
not
to some other teams. I will agree
yeah,
with you, but not my
else.
Man.
Yeah,
yeah they
about
are bouncing off of. I agree with you.
He's stuck in the loop.
Well, Darius, you know where to look for my team at, Darius. You know where you've always looked for my team ever since you've known in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs in the Super Bowl. They come from they come from all over the world to see us in the Super Bowl, Darius. You know who's been the reigning champ? Me.
I already know that. But look, if they go again, you know we there. Me and you.
Oh, that's right, Darius. That's right, baby. That's
hey,
right.
Hey, young. I do not find.
You should have muted both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't find no human in that. You know what I mean? We slave with our team all season. Rep our boys. Let it be known who our boys is. And this man say he went in the Super Bowl because he doesn't pick anybody. He going with everybody. Get out of here.
Yeah,
man.
Everybody.
Well, you know what? Hey, look, I'm looking at it this way. Since you choose all 32 teams and only one win, you lost 31 times every season.
You can get knocked down that many times about how many times you get back up. And that one time I got back up,
man.
I came back up as a champion.
So yeah, you came up with the trophy, huh, D? Came up with the trophy.
Boy.
Like
boy.
A phoenix.
You got
brown. Oh,
you
my
got,
God.
You got
Go
Muhammad,
ahead.
You,
get away with it.
You got Muhammad Ali turning over in his grave with that little mess you just said, boy. I got knocked 31 times, but I rose as a phoenix.
a champion. Man, get out of here, though. Get out of here.
Like that, though, Darren. That was good, though, Darren.
You would like that. You would like
that. They weren't ready for that Phoenix. They weren't ready for that Phoenix, Darren. That was a good move right there. Nah.
Boy. Guys, I'm going to tell you like I told your mother. I hope you got on a heavy-duty jock strap. I hope your jock strap is heavy-duty because 57 has jumped ship.
Hey. You see where all the hateration come from? If you listen for 2 hours, you tell where all the hateration come from on this phone. This dude don't like nobody. This dude don't like nobody but Reese. Don't like nobody but Reese.
No,
that's it.
You know why? You know why? Because this dude loves everyone. That's why he don't like nobody. He loves everyone. You know what I mean? And he loves you so. He loves you so much. He gonna tell you. He gonna tell you. Yeah, your poo poo stink, bro. Your poo poo stinking right now.
Hey, Derek. We know what's going on, man.
Yeah,
I checked
out a long time ago. I didn't check out.
Why are you checking out, sis?
Yeah, because y'all crazy.
It's a slow sports day, sis.
It ain't no slow sports day.
No.
Look,
it
Tiger
really
started off on top of the world, and now he ain't where he at.
He still look good.
Well, yeah.
He got to make the cut. DeMar depends on a lot.
We can't argue with him on that, Therese. Tiger has to make the cut, and his last opportunity. I mean, let's keep it real. He failed. You know what I mean? So you know, I mean, he made the cut,
but
he only made it but so long.
Doing today too, sis. He was. You could see him holding that knee up. He was favoring that knee today.
Yeah, he was.
You know, I was man, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't looking
we'll
too
see tomorrow.
Healthy.
Nah.
Maybe he'll be all right
we'll wait and see tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're doing a whole lot of waiting and seeing, ain't we?
I was just about to say 57. That's your word this week, bro. Wait and see.
I ain't sure about nothing no more, Kale. I ain't positive about nothing no more.
I'm here, dog. Where did all that come from? Where did that come from?
Well, is that coming from?
All I can do is bet on me. That's it. That's all I can do. And I need some odds. And I need some odds on that.
Oh, wait a minute.
All right. You said I need some odds on it. Hey, man.
Wait a minute.
While we at it. We need to shout out Jamel Charlo, too, for making history, too. Seventh at 154, pound 154, as an undisputed fighter.
Right.
He did that last week. So shout out to him. That's big.
I forgot about that. Good looking guy.
I think he was like
when is the Preakness, sis?
Huh?
When is the Preakness?
So we're going to have D-Mob and Marcus as our boxing people because they be on point with that boxing.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
That's what's up. Y'all know I love that, man. That ain't nothing more exciting to me than stats, especially stats that's 100. You know what I mean? I love that. Bring that down to the cone.
Oh, okay. That's this weekend.
Yeah, Preakness Stakes. It will be Saturday, May 21st.
Hey, y'all, we are so close to football season, y'all. For real. Goodness gracious.
It's really time again.
Yeah,
and
man,
you know it. It'll be here before
you
know.
4th
of July will be here in what, 2 more months? After that, it's over with.
Yeah.
I want to brag so bad.
No.
I want to brag on my Yankees so bad right now.
Somebody
on here
got a birthday
21st.
Coming up.
Yep.
Who is that?
No, somebody on here got a birthday coming up.
Who is that?
Graybeard.
May 26th, y'all.
My John White, baby.
I know.
White, baby.
I know, pardon. I told you don't mess with that Beijing. I told you don't mess with that Beijing.
My joint white. My joint white 57. Ain't no green. I got white.
I believe.
It's silver. It's silver.
Yeah, wear that silver with pride too, baby.
He said it's silver.
What's up?
He said
my baby don't wear no baby.
Oh, man.
Absolutely not.
Say it again,
yeah, my baby don't
know.
Dye in his face and all that. He do that. He don't got time for that. He already got a wife. He ain't looking for nothing.
Yeah, we ain't letting pop.
Ho.
Tell him again.
He just talking about the gray hair on his face.
Now, you heard what Darius said. Say it again, Darius.
We ain't letting pops go out like that. I hear y'all. We ain't doing that.
Oh, man.
That's the first thing Darius and I have agreed on. You know what I mean? That's the first thing Darius and I have agreed on. No, listen. If it's time to be great, go great, man. Show that wisdom off, bruh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've been on this earth long enough for your head to go great. Beijing D's.
Yeah, I'm talking about. On that note, let's keep it right there on that note, y'all. I love you guys. Y'all know what time it is if y'all looking at the clock just like me. And I would hate to leave this place without telling you guys how much I love y'all. So I'm going to take this opportunity right now. Kale, is that okay for me to tell everybody how much I love them?
Do what you do, boo. Do what you do.
We had so many people online today, Betty, Keela, Shay Shay, Brenda, Jackie, Ronnie, Christy, Patia, Anthony, Big Boy. Everybody was online today. And Mom said, happy early birthday, son. I want to tell everybody, look, y'all, be safe out there. Because they said, you know, the little thing supposed to surge back up again. So, y'all, be safe out there. See, would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. I just named you all that's online. Kale going to name everybody that's on the phone. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. 3782. Give it to a friend. Give it to your coworker. Tell them to call in. You guys can also reach us on Facebook and Instagram. You guys can log in on blogtalkradio.com/ukilemclain.com. So enjoy your weekend, you guys, and I love you all. Watch all the sports that you can, and we'll see you right back here on Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kale?
All right. Hey, listen. Thank you all for your participation. If you just called online or chimed or what they do online, Tree? Log in.
They log in. They just listen and talk, listen and comment, like
okay.
And share.
Okay. Yeah. Keep doing that. We appreciate you guys.
Yes.
And we know that we are growing because of you. Guess what? Every new one of you, that's bigger or greater that we have grown. So we thank you all for our greatness. We thank you all for your participation, your spreading the word, letting everybody know. And to my baby, Papa love you, boo. And I'm going to make sure you be taking care of, girl. All right, y'all. Hey, listen, if you love them, they should know. Remember that. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, Baines. Oh, they cut me off, but Castillo Baines said, no beef. It's all upside my head, and everybody know. I'm hustling till I'm, you know. Y'all have a good one.